Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul. Hello again, everybody. It's June the 16th on Wednesday, 2021. And Pastor Gary here to talk to you tonight concerning this wonderful psalm, Psalm 91, a psalm of protection, a psalm of deliverance from the enemy. And so I want to encourage you tonight, get your Bible, go to Psalm 91, get your little pad of paper out, take a few little notes, and add this into your repertoire of weaponry that you have in the inside of you to be able to speak confidently the Word of God when the spirit of fear tries to attack you. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you so much for the glory of your presence. We thank you. We walk by faith, not by sight. We thank you for the living word of God that you have given us, a double-edged sword that we can use against the enemy. And we can also use this as our shield and protection. So now, Father, take this teaching tonight. Put it into the right hearts and minds and hands of people who need it the most tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're looking at Psalm 91, a psalm of promised protection for the and the benefits of believers. And last week, I don't know if you were attending this message, but we began the series Psalm 91 and especially spoke about verse 2, where the scripture says, I will say of the Lord. The verse 1 is a declaration of who God is, and it mentions the four different particular names of God that I pointed out last week. And then verse 2 talks about us now activating what the Word of God promises by our words, by speaking. And so the Word of God is meant not to just be read and believed, but then it's to be believed and received and then spoken back out of our mouth as a weapon to combat the enemy. And so I can't stress the importance of speaking the word of God enough to you. And so the written word was first the spoken word, and then it became the spoken word became the written word so that it now could be the spoken word by us. And so when we read this word, it's not enough just to read it and put it in our minds, put it in your mouth and speak it out. In fact, Psalm 103, verse 20, look at that. Psalm 103, verse 20 says, bless the Lord, you his angels who are mighty and do his commands and obey the voice of his word. What is the voice of God's word? Well, his word is given to us. And we take it and we voice his word with our voice. We are the voice of his word in this earth. So we're to take the word of God and voice the word of God through our lips and through our confession. And so it's just important to speak this out loud into your atmosphere. Psalm 91, I'm going to back up and go to verse 1. And the scripture there, very clear, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Now, verse 3 tonight, we go on and we see a very, very, very important declaration, spoken with boldness, spoken with courage, spoken with confidence. Verse 3 says this, surely, most confidently, he, God, will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Now, I want to focus in on that particular verse, verse 3 tonight. Surely, God will deliver you. And this is from a Hebrew word that means most assuredly or certainly. Or doubtless, God will certainly do this. And so it's a sure thing. It's a for sure thing. And we are to speak it that way with such a boldness, such a confidence that it's for sure that God will deliver us from the hidden snares of the fowler, which was a bird catcher, or an illustration of Satan, who has secretly set a trap for you and I. And so a snare is not a trap that you see on the surface. A snare is a hidden trap. It doesn't look like a trap, doesn't seem like a trap. And then once you're in it and you get trapped, you've been snared by the enemy. So God is wanting us to be able to boldly walk through this earth that has all kinds of troubles in it and hidden snares. And he wants us to confidently walk and confidently speak that God will deliver us, there's no doubt, from every hidden snare and trap of the enemy. Dangers that you don't even know anything about. Deadly pestilences, plagues, epidemics that come upon our world, infectious diseases and stuff that we can't see or know anything about. There have been, in the course of history, many devastating plagues, and many devastating pestilences throughout history. And yet believers are to believe they're hidden in the secret place of the Most High, and that God's word tells us we have nothing to fear, that we can walk boldly, courageously. In fact, Psalm 23 said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." You see, whatever you fear, you are empowering. So if you fear someone or if you fear something, you're empowering that fear. It has no power unless you empower it and you allow fear to cause you to react and respond in a fearful way rather than faith. That's why I can't stress to you the importance of speaking out loud what God says, taking those thoughts captive, but speaking what God says instead of what fear is trying to get you to say. And so Jesus is the high priest of our confession. He's ready there to help us with the words that we speak. So we don't want to empower fear. We don't want to confess fear. The word confess, when you confess Jesus as Lord, the word confess in the Greek is homologia. It means to say the same thing as. Say the same thing as God is saying. So you have a choice to make in your life. Are you going to empower fear by saying the same thing that fear is threatening? Are you going to empower that? Or are you going to empower yourself with faith and speak instead what God's word says, regardless of what the fear report is saying? And so we look at this particular scripture, and I really want to focus tonight on the part that talks about the snare of the hunter, or the snare of the fowler, which was a bird catcher. And it's interesting that it says that surely he, God, will deliver us from the snare of the fowler or the hunter and the deadly pestilence. So talk about a snare for a moment. And think about the snare. There's another scripture that I'd like to refer to here. It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. And specifically it says there that for man does not know his time on earth, like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So the sons of men are snared in evil time when it falls suddenly upon them. The sons of men snared in an evil time. Well, that may happen to the sons of men, but you're not the sons of men, you're the sons of God. And the sons of God have power and authority. If you were not a son of God, then certainly the sons of men, this scripture would describe your life, that you are snared in an evil time and unprepared, and it just happens, and there's really not much you can do about it. But the sons of God are different. And the sons of God are people who have their steps ordained by God. God knows how to get us in the right place at the right time. And even if a suddenly evil attack happens, it doesn't catch God off by surprise. He is ready for that, and he is our protector. And so we boldly say in Psalm 91, surely, most assuredly, he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from deadly pestilence. In fact, there's a word in Hebrew that I want to teach you that's a very important word. And it's only used a few times, but it specifically is a Hebrew word that I love because it describes our walk here on earth as Christians. And it's the Hebrew word quora. And it's a Q-A-R-A-H, quora. And it's sometimes translated happens, like things just happen. Time and chance just happen to people. Well, it may sound like, well, that just means, you know, luck or something like that. No, it means specifically that God has prearranged for us to be in the right place at the right time, or for someone to be in the right place at the right time to be able to help us or to make something of God to come about. And this is the confidence that God wants us to have as Christians when suddenlies happen, when it seems like the enemy has attacked us from out of nowhere. We didn't see it coming. We were caught by surprise. And God wants us to know that he's way ahead of us. He's way ahead of the enemy. And even though the enemy may try to pull a quick snare on you, that God is there with you. He has already sent help on the way. He's already arranged things to make this situation turn out for good eventually. The first time that this word quora is mentioned in the Bible is mentioned with the life of Abraham. Abraham wanted his son Isaac to marry a girl from his back in his homeland, from his own people. And so Abraham sends his servant, his number one servant, and sends him back to the homeland for the express purpose of finding a bride for his wife, the right woman. And he gives some qualifications, what she must do, what family she must be from, and all that. But imagine the pressure on Abraham's servant as he goes back in the book of Genesis and to this homeland where Abraham came from his people, to find a bride for his son Isaac. And so this servant is a praying man. And this servant is praying for God to arrange the right things to happen at the right time. And you know the story. If you don't know the story, it's worth reading. He found the wife that Isaac was to have. He found Rebekah. And through prayer, through this man praying, and while he was praying, God orchestrated the event that the woman would come right across his path and he would recognize her as the one of God's choice for Isaac's to be Isaac's bride. So this servant prayed. My point is this: when we pray, God prearranges things in our life that will be in the right place at the right time. Because we have prayed, God has heard. We are dependent upon God. And God led Abraham's servant to be in the right place at the right time to find the wife for Abraham's son, Isaac. And it's an exciting story to read, but it all happened as a result of prayer. I can't stress to you the enough of the importance of prayer. When we pray, it's not a waste of time, as the enemy would try to make you think. But when we pray, there are things that are going to happen in your life. Things are going to line up. Not that you're praying for everything specifically to happen, but even the things you don't know that are going to happen, maybe a snare of the enemy. When you are become a man or woman of prayer, God is taking your prayers, even the prayers you don't know what you're saying, like praying in tongues. When you pray in tongues, your mind doesn't know what you're saying, but you're praying. And God is somehow mysteriously using our prayers to make things happen in our life so we're at the right place at the right time, or somebody on our behalf will be at the right place at the right time because we pray. So if you want supernatural protection in your life, and if you want to live with the confidence that even when unexpected suddenlies happen that are not good, that are evil things that happen to you, you can speak with confidence Psalm 91 if you're a person of prayer. Your prayers have gone before you. The Holy Spirit has somehow taken those prayers and gone before you, and he is going to ruin the traps and the plans of the enemy. What the enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn around and somehow use for good. And this is God's specialty. He's a genius at this. He knows how to do this really well. So verse 3, focus that on your prayers tonight before you go to bed. Speak out verse 3. Surely God will deliver me from the snare of the fowler, of the hunter, or of the enemy, and from the deadly pestilence. So God wants you to know he's got you covered. Nothing's going to happen to you that God has not already foreseen. And if he allows it to happen, he'll turn around and use it for good in your life. And he wants you to walk through confidence, with confidence and courage in this life, that God is way ahead of you. He's heard your prayers and the prayers of other people on your behalf and the prayers you pray for protection for your children and your grandchildren. That's not in vain. God is using those things. Things sometimes still happen in our lives, and sometimes they're bad things, but God somehow can use all of that. Not that he causes it, but he can use it. And maybe he's even stopped some bad things from happening that the enemy would try to have caused, but the enemy was not allowed to because God prevented it at some level. So surely, most assuredly, confidently, God will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. So you're to say that with a confidence and a courage and a boldness in your voice. And when you do, your angels are activated. According to Psalm 103, they obey the voice of God's word. And the voice of God's word is your voice speaking God's word over your life and over your family. Psalm 91 is a psalm of protection. You pray this over you, over your family, over your church family, over your loved ones. Pray it as a declaration. Say it with confidence. Say it with faith and boldness. And then you will live confidently and courageously in this crazy world we live in. So I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, we know and we understand we cannot protect ourselves from the plans of the evil one, the one who is sent to kill, rob, and destroy from us. But you can protect us, and you do protect us. We humble ourselves before you. We declare you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God in whom we trust. Surely you'll protect us and deliver us from the snares and the harm of the evil one. Lead us, Lord, to be in the right place at the right time with the right people. And we thank you. We trust you to do that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I know right now, as I finish praying that prayer, maybe many of you have thought many times, you look back over your life, how God sent someone to be at the right place, the right time to help you in a time of need, or when an evil suddenly happened in your life and God has protected you. All of us got stories to tell, and you might be able to tell a little bit of yours on Facebook tonight. That'd be a good thing to bring glory to God. Well, God bless you. I look forward to seeing you this coming Sunday as we go back and look in understanding what God's main thing is for our life. And always remember that our job is to keep the main thing, okay? And I'll see you Sunday, and we'll talk more about that then. God bless you until then. Love you. I'll be praying for you. Bye-bye, everybody.